Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in, boys and girls. Time for another Daily Editorial. Jim and I are going to be recording this at 9 a.m. every morning Pacific Standard Time, so you can count on it being there at then Tuesday through Friday. Here's the deal. What I was reading this morning doing my research for this editorial, the COVID restrictions in Los Angeles, which Jim watched part of the proceedings with the city council, are almost draconian. Jimmy, can you explain?
Almost is actually too soft of a word. Okay. They are draconian. Okay. They require vaccination proof for people to go shopping at a mall, to go into stores, to be able to go into a bowling alley, to go into any anything. And interestingly enough, one of the council members actually submitted an amendment to their bill, an ordinance that required law enforcement to criminalize people that complained about actions of forced vaccinations before entering any public buildings or any anything to even sustain themselves. I mean, Los Angeles is dead. They're going to destroy themselves.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, a lot of America has already begun to destroy itself, and that is regarding the restrictions, which are more than draconian. Jimmy, give us some proof, if you would, that the immunization is not totally necessary. But while you're thinking about that, let me just say one thing, and that is, it's my understanding that even Fauci has said that a herd mentality is much more, a spokesman from Pfizer said that herd mentality is much more effective than even their vaccine. I'm starting to understand that, and I'm also starting to understand that COVID is serious, but it is no more serious, in my understanding, and I'd love to have somebody prove me wrong, other than some of the other flus that have been through the United States in the past. Do you have some comments on that?
Of course. So in Israel, they did a study, 2.5 million people, 2.5 million Israelis, the most vaccinated country on the planet. And it appears that natural immunity is 27 times more effective than the vaccinations. Pfizer itself conducted a study. The study was released a couple of days ago. The study identified that the vaccines after 5 months have less than a 50% effectiveness out of 3.5 million people. This is a Pfizer-funded study. So there is absolutely evidence right now that natural immunity is better, that the vaccinations, and the reason why I believe they're forcing vaccinations and then forcing boosters is because of lobbying influence with the Biden administration and the Biden administration's desire to control the population, to influence and separate people out, identify people that are not willing to be sheep and follow along. But this data is becoming very clear that the lies and the propaganda that the media has been pushing and that the Biden administration is continuing to support is all a facade, all a facade.
Well, Pfizer has said, and I quote, this is a direct quote from something that came in this morning to me from the New American. Pfizer scientists, plural, confess natural immunity better than the vaccination.
That was actually a video done, an undercover video done by Project Veritas.
Yeah.
Project Veritas had an infiltrator in with executives. James O'Keefe, the director of Project Veritas, actually confronted the scientists after they recorded this video and said, "Hey, would you publicly say it?" And he freaked out because he, in the video, claims he signed non-disclosure agreements not to let people know that, in fact, natural immunity was more efficient than the vaccine. And we do know by estimates from the CDC publicly published that there about 100 million Americans that have already been infected by the COVID-19 virus.
Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you this. The Seattle Times went on and has said that going on with the Pfizer thing, the hospital system says it's going to deny transplants to unvaccinated people. This is really getting scary, Jim.
Exactly. And the same thing happened in Colorado. A woman that was waiting on a liver transplant, she got everything certified, ready to go. And then they came back and said, no, we're not. They changed their mind and said, we're not going to do it because you're not vaccinated. And their justification was, people with transplants have a higher mortality rate if they get the infection. So what we're seeing here is a complete separation of society. You're seeing those that have and those that have not. But the reality is you're carrying an incredible viral load when you get the vaccine, and you can actually still spread the virus after you get the vaccines. Mm-hmm. So, the propaganda, the lies, the pushing of this only makes sense if you track the money down and who's actually benefiting from these types of decisions. And I think it's twofold. It's financial incentives from Pfizer, Moderna. There is more information that came out today through another Project Veritas video that Pfizer was using and actually covered up the use of fetal cell lines from aborted babies. And they've got the documentation to prove it. And they've got a whistleblower who actually publicly came out and stated so from the Kansas Pfizer operation. And what we're seeing is this attempt to pull the wool over people's eyes in order to force more vaccinations, right, which the government pays for, that the taxpayers pay for, in order to enrich these biopharmaceutical companies. And then at the same time, it does a political act for the Biden regime to identify people that they think is political activists. And they're using the Department of Justice, they're using threats, they're using fines, they're using all of these things to silence people, to shut them down, and to quit pushing back on the actual information that's out there. We've never had this much corruption in America history ever. Ever.
Let me tell you what I want to chat about this afternoon. Whenever you have time, whenever after 1 o'clock, some of my appointments this afternoon have already skipped up. I'm reading right now that the fact that a judge dropped or said it was unconstitutional the defund the police agreement has thoroughly angered the squad, which includes Ilhan Omar, et cetera, and also Bernie Sanders. I want to talk about that one this afternoon. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing that the squad has as much power as it does. Jim, thank you so much. I got to run to an appointment here in 2 minutes. If you have time this afternoon, let's comment on the squad, for lack of better terms, and their rage that a judge has said defunding the police is not a legal thing to do. Jimmy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet.